Other news, sorry, and European leaders have just wrapped up a summit in the Lithuanian capital Vilnius that was dominated by the Ukraine's decision to walk away from the deal. And Frans van Kerkhove Craig in Vilnius explains why the Ukrainian leader has yet to sign the agreement.
And at the moment, his communication strategy is to say that he wants to sign this agreement in the not-too-distant future, but it's not really clear whether or not that's what his real intentions are, because one can ask, well, if he really wanted to sign it, why wouldn't he sign it now? The Russian pressure is not going to let up anytime soon. The Russians have been perfectly clear about that, so it's not all that easy to believe that Viktor Yanukovych really wants to sign this agreement, or at least if he does ever sign it, it will only be if he gets something from the European Union that he hasn't so far got, and that what we're hearing from European diplomats in any case is the European Union is absolutely not prepared to give. Ukraine has been asking for very, very large amounts of financial assistance from the European Union. And the advisor to François Hollande, who was here, said that that would, going down that road and starting to sort of deal with Ukraine in terms of figures of potential financial assistance would be moving away from the whole principle of the Eastern Partnership, which is to encourage good governance and democracy, and not to start doing sort of geopolitical bargainings of who's going to be the highest bidder between Europe and Russia in order to keep Ukraine within its sphere of influence. I think the greatest hope for Ukraine to move towards Europe is the will of its people, who are still demonstrating on the streets of Kiev and Lviv this evening.